You serve in the House where subcommittees right now are dealing with or voting on cuts to a lot of the operating budget, and there's some big numbers, big cuts. What are some of the highlights or lowlights that you would see in terms of funding to state agencies, public radio and TV, and other areas of the operating budget? And do you expect those large cuts to survive the rest of the legislative process?
Yeah, good questions. So I serve on budget subcommittees for the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Fish and Game, and the Department of Commerce. And we're seeing big cuts, and it's really unpleasant, frankly, sort of being a part of that process and having to ultimately weigh in on those decisions. And Department of Commerce, for instance, we closed that committee out, I believe it was yesterday, if I'm getting, no, 2 days ago, excuse me. It all blurs together.
Sure.
And I think we were looking at about a 20% general fund cut to the Department of Commerce, which is huge. That's a lot of money. I mean, there's federal pass-through money, so it's not 20% overall, but for state general fund dollars, which are the dollars that generally come from oil that you can spend on anything, education or the court system or ferries or highways, a 20% cut, so that's significant. Department of Fish and Game actually is doing really well. I'm on that finance subcommittee. Partly that's because there's a lot of federal pass-through money, and partly because there's a I think we've been able to make a strong case that if you cut dollars to Fish and Game, that means more conservative management, which means more fish in the water and less fish being caught, which ultimately means less money in the Alaska economy, less fish taxes going back to the general fund. So there's sort of a realization that cuts to ADF&G are, you know, maybe penny wise but pound foolish. But Department of Natural Resources just got totally whacked. And, you know, this isn't all sort of a sadistic pleasure by legislators. I don't necessarily always agree with the prioritization decisions being made, but as all of us know, we've got about a $3 billion budget deficit on a $6 billion budget. That's a 50% budget gap. And, you know, it's extraordinary. We could every state employee in Alaska could be let go tomorrow. And that covers about half the budget deficit.
Well, I wanted to ask, so bigger picture, I mean, the scale of cuts that you're even talking about now, does that make even a dent in the $3 billion deficit?
That's a good question. I mean, we got a $3 billion budget deficit, and we're starting to hear about these really deep and painful cuts that are affecting services we rely on and relate to, people with jobs. I mean, this is not child's play. And the sum of the cuts that we're hearing about are going to be in the, you know, probably $700 million to $900 million range in sum. $700 to $900 million on a budget deficit of $3 billion is still a pretty small percentage of where we need to get to go. So this begs the question, what's the long-term strategy? And right now, basically none has been put forward.
Is this the first step, and this will happen again next year at the same scale?
And I imagine there'll be a more active decision, because I think this is going to wake up all of us as Alaskans as to the position we're in, number one. And, you know, in the interim, we kind of all hope and pray that the price of oil goes up, although it's also worth mentioning, even if oil goes to $150 a barrel next year and there's a, you know, an oil embargo and the Persian Gulf, or, you know, a naval conflict, or, you know, some crazy geopolitical event happens, we actually aren't going to see a huge windfall, because the way our new tax regime works, SB 21, the state doesn't get a lot of that windfall profit that comes through. Most of that stays with private industry. So the size of the budget deficit can change depending on the price of oil, but we're kind of in this new reality with the way oil prices are and the way our oil taxes are. So we'll be out of savings in about 2 years, and then before those 2 years are up, we're going to make big decisions.